we've been charging folks who don't show up for jury duty with two charges. One is failure to attend jury service, and the second is criminal contempt. And the reason for that is that, first of all, they are sent a summons to report for jury service, and that's probably what you're referring to, what you get in the mail. That directs someone to appear on a specific date and time at the courthouse. This is after you've filled out your paperwork and sent it in. You'll get the summons, and in the bold print, the summons indicates that you have to call within a certain amount of time, or the sheriff will be sent out to verify that it's been received. And then we actually do, the sheriff goes out and makes sure that people get them when they don't respond, and remind them that they have to appear in court, or, and if they don't, that that would constitute contempt of court. So that was done then. These people had then failed to call as directed and did not respond to the summons at all. They were personally served and then still failed to appear for jury service. So after that, the judge gave them one more chance and issued an order to appear and show cause why they should not be held in contempt. Basically, you can come in and explain that you had some kind of emergency or urgent circumstances that prevented you from attending. These people were personally served by the sheriff again with the date that they needed to come and show cause, and then failed to appear for that, which is the basis for the criminal contempt. So they had multiple opportunities to either call in or show up and explain why they couldn't appear or why they couldn't serve, and they failed to do that. So
what are the possible repercussions, the penalties for these crimes?
For failure to attend jury service, the statute provides for a $50 fine. But for the criminal contempt, they're looking at up to 6 months in jail and or a $500 fine.
Wow. So it's probably best to show up.
It's best to show up, and it's probably just the right thing to do.
Well, now, Kirsten, let me ask you this. What are the proper, excuses, but the proper reasons for saying, well, I can't do jury duty because what?
You know, judges are human, and so they understand human experiences. So if you're ill, if you're taking care of young children, there are multitudes of valid excuses. I've seen breastfeeding moms be excused, folks who operate a daycare. Almost universally, college students are excused. Anyone who has travel plans or airline tickets. Really, if you've got a good reason, the judge will listen to it.
But the important thing is the judge needs to see you and talk to you about it.
Correct.
But so if you just let it go and say, oh, it's no big deal, they'll find somebody else, that's when you get the letters and the visits from the sheriff's department.
Exactly.
Wow. So once a person, let's say a person is convicted of criminal contempt, what happens to their record? Is this a misdemeanor? Is it a felony? What?
It's a misdemeanor, and it will show up on their record if they get a suspended sentence. Like any other misdemeanor, if the judge gives them a deferred sentence, then they had an opportunity to keep their record clean.
Okay. So basically, so tell our listeners what you want them to do when they get that letter in the mail saying they're now in the jury pool.
There's really explicit instructions on the summons for jury duty, and all we ask is that you read those instructions and follow them. And if you have a reason that you can't be there, just call in and explain, and more than likely you'll get excused from service.